Captain, I estimate it will be 39 hours before we approach the Exara system.
Very good, Lieutenant.
Is it true, sir, that we are picking up a new crew member?
Yes, that's right, on Exara 7. She's going to head up our new science department.
Why all the mystery, Captain?
What's the matter, Kolar? Is a captain not allowed to surprise his crew every now and again?
I believe there is something about it in the handbook.
I tossed that captain's handbook out the airlock years ago.
Tell me about it.
What's going on here?
Captain, we've dropped out of warp.
I'm not sure why.
Scanning.
Quickly, Yuri, I want to know why my ship isn't moving.
I have no answers for you, Captain. But I am detecting something off the port bow.
It's metal. It's another ship.
Right on the view screen.
Raise shields and arm weapons. That is in the handbook.
It's a smaller ship, Captain. I'm not familiar with the design at all.
I am. It's familiar, at least. I can't quite get it out of my head.
The computer is scanning it. It's running into the registry database.
Here we go. It's an NX-class ship. It's over 90 years old. It's called
the Odyssey.
Yes, Captain. How did you know that?
I thought everyone knew about the Odyssey.
USS Odyssey, NX-03. She disappeared 79 years ago.
Where has it been since then?
I have no idea, Commander. But judging from those markings on the outside of the hull, it looks like she's been to hell and back.
I am detecting intermittent life signs, Captain. Nothing definite, but there's something there.
Prepare an away team. We're going over there.
Space. The everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations. To go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 6, Passed Forward.
Scanning for life forms, Captain.
Ship still got internal gravity. The air is a little thin, but it's breathable. There could still be someone alive over here.
After 80 years, God knows what kind of state they would be in.
Where should we start looking, Captain?
Not sure. If it was on our ship, I'd head the most heavily shielded section, which would be engineering. But these ships didn't even have shields, they just magnetized their outer hulls.
Dear God.
That's terrible.
You forget, Yuri. Man once went from Earth to the moon in a tiny little craft with an outer hull made of wafer thin metal. We humans are a tenacious bunch. We don't care much for the risks.
True. Captain, if I read the schematics properly, we should be heading towards the bridge about now.
Yeah, this is it. Help with this door, will you? That's got it.
Captain.
Yeah, I think I realized the same thing. Someone barricaded that door from the inside.
Is someone there?
My name's Captain James Beckett from the USS Twilight. This is my second in command, Lieutenant Yuri Andreevich.
Sorin! Dr. Tolian Sorin!
What happened here, Doctor?
I don't know. My ship was drifting into the star. The crew of the Odyssey stopped and saved me. I don't know where they are now.
What happened to the crew, Doctor?
They all died. Most of them after the accident, but some of old age.
How come you were still alive?
Despite outward appearances, I'm not a human. I'm an Elorian. I have an unusually long lifespan.
You mentioned an accident?
I don't remember exactly how it happened. Something went wrong. Some kind of radiation leak. It took most of them.
I think we better get you back to the Twilight.
Yes, very well. Captain, would I be allowed to return here to reclaim the data I have collected over the years?
We'll see about that, but let's just get you back to the ship for now. Back at the Twilight. 3 to beam up. Captain's Log Supplemental. I've called ahead to Exara to tell our new science officer we'll be a couple of days late. She seemed to understand. Yuri's analysis of the ship discovered an experiment in their science lab, testing some kind of dark matter generator. Best conclusions we can draw is that it went horribly wrong and killed most of them. We found several bodies in the cargo bay. They lived for an awfully long time. But eventually, as humans do, their bodies gave in and they died. Sauron was left there alone. He's a strange chap, though. Can't quite get a handle on him. Then again, to have lived as long as he has and to have seen the things he's seen, maybe I'd be a little odd, too. Come in.
Ah, Captain.
Dr. Sarn, it's good to see you up and about. How are you doing?
Just fine, Captain. We Elorians are quite robust. I've come to ask a favor of you. We discussed about my returning to the Odyssey. You see, all that time on my own, I was cooped up with only my mind for company. When you rescued me, I was running an experiment, and I would dearly like to get the results before we have to leave and tow the ship back.
Well, Doctor, I suppose it can't hurt. Tell you what, I'll come with you.
If that is your wish, Captain, then I shall agree.
So how goes your experiment, Doctor?
Oh, fine. Just fine, Captain. I'm sorry, though.
Sorry about what?
I'm afraid you won't be able to tow the Odyssey back to Starbase 14.
And why the hell not?
Because I'm going to take her now.
Put down your weapon, Captain. You killed the Odyssey crew, didn't you?
They wanted to stop my experiments. They said they were too dangerous.
You won't get away with this, Sauron.
I really think I will. Goodbye, Captain Beckett.
Commander, I'm detecting some kind of build-up coming from the shuttle bay on the Odyssey.
Be more specific, Lieutenant.
There's a small ship leaving the shuttle bay. It's Sauron's.
Where does he think he's going? Hail him. Sauron, where are you going?
Where's Captain Beckett?
That really was an awful lot of questions from a Klingon. Captain Beckett is currently indisposed.
Commander, he's flying around the outside of the Odyssey, releasing some kind of dark matter from the shuttle's engines. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, it's quite simple. I'm creating a rift in time and space. I intend to take the Odyssey and myself through it. Return Captain Beckett immediately. No, I don't think I'll be doing that. Goodbye. Can you get a transporter lock on the captain?
Not all the interference being put out by that dark matter drive.
We must do something!
Commander, look! The Odyssey, she's beginning to fade away.
Any ideas? Anybody?
If we vented some plasma from our own engines, it's entirely possible we could stop the reaction. I'm not sure if it'll work. It's worth a try, surely.
The plasma will react with the dark matter, will it not?
No, in all fairness, it should cancel each other out and the Odyssey should still be here. We can get the captain back and then stop Sauron.
Proceed, Mr. Larson.
Mr. Larson, don't do it. Wait.
What is it, son? We haven't got long here.
I'm meeting a very unstable reaction coming from Sauron's ship.
He's right. Something weird's going on over there.
Stop talking amongst yourselves and tell me what's going on.
Whatever Sauron was attempting to doing, it's going wrong now. If he doesn't stop, that rip in time and space, it's going to tear this entire region apart. Think of it as a supermassive black hole.
What can we do to stop it?
We would need to create an explosion in the epicenter.
Yes. Yuri's right, Commander. An explosion of sufficient magnitude will destabilize Sauron's dark matter rift.
But what about the captain?
I don't like this any more than you do, Kolor.
Captain Beckett has earned his place in Stovakor. Give it your best shot, Lieutenant. And target the Odyssey's antimatter drive. Fire. Stardate 2974.9. Acting Captain Kolor in command. After extensive scans, we found no trace of Sauron's ship or the Odyssey. I am forced to list Captain Beckett as missing in action. Even though I know in my heart of hearts, my friend is gone. I cannot bring myself to officially list him as dead. As for the twilight, the mood aboard ship is dark, but we must continue. We are on our way now to Exara 1 to pick up our science officer as originally planned. I will endeavor to honor Captain Beckett's memory whilst I am in command. We'll be right back.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Welcome back, Captain Beckett.
Canis?
Yes. Welcome to Okna Zero.
To be continued.